Hello and welcome to another Taking Care of Business Live in the studio. I'm Jackie Mitchell. Great you could join us today as we meet four inventors and innovators and we find out how they managed to turn their idea into a business. Today's inventive show is brought to you by our great friends at eView Real Estate. One of the most popular areas for inventions and innovations at the moment is, of course, in the technology realm. And in particular, it's the app, which is short for application. Our next two guests have created and launched their own apps, but both very different apps and very different people. So the first one we're going to meet is a seasoned marketer by day, and by night he has created an app called GoFetch. Blair Smith, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Now, GoFetch, let's start there. What is it?
GoFetch is a peer-to-peer delivery app. It basically allows customers to tap into a network of fetchers to get anything delivered anytime.
Oh, okay. So like with a dog, fetch this spot.
Yeah, well, the name came from a dog. I was going to use my dog, but was deemed too slow. Bit fat, maybe.
Yeah.
But basically, yes, it's a fetch concept. So you do a fetch request and somebody brings something to you just like a dog, effectively.
So can you ask for anything? Like, is there any boundaries about what you can and can't
ask for? Well, obviously the T's and C's, there's no contraband or anything illegal, right. But anything you want to deliver 24 hours a day could be delivered to you by anyone who's qualified as a fetcher.
Can you give us an example of how it actually works?
Yeah, well, basically any standard courier job we can do, so parcels and envelopes, which is very popular right now in the CBD where we're mainly working. So the corporate market's going after a traditional sort of courier request, but also one guy last week had left his earphones at the gym and he just logged on and somebody went and got it for him for $6.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you, is it just $6 per fetch or does it depend on how far
it's
or what it is?
$5 to request a fetch and then 50 cents per minute. So generally it comes into like under $10.
Right.
But yeah, we've got an algorithm for that.
And who created this algorithm?
We've got a tech partner called Papercloud who've basically built the app for us, a very talented group of people in the city, in Melbourne. So we've worked together on basically what the version one would be, and we built to that first version. So all of us together invented that algorithm just to make sure that we're very competitively priced. And at the moment, we are actually the cheapest in Melbourne for any sort of peer-to-peer delivery.
Wow.
So because we've got no overheads and we're going to a sort of a sharing economy and sharing community, we've really got the smallest costs, I guess, at this stage of anyone that we know in this space. So it's been really good in terms of helping us get that first pricing sort of template set up.
Yeah. Well, as a fellow marketer, I was going to ask you, what is your point of difference? So is price the only point of difference?
Price is an accidental point of difference. It's really just the fact that we're anything. So instead of being food-based, which a lot of the people coming into the app space or the delivery space are food related. There's competitors like Deliveroo who've just landed, Menulog. We do more than just food. So our real point of difference is the fact that it's tapping into a network of fetchers, a very large community of people who can do anything for you 24/7. But it's also just anything you can think of. You're only limited by your imagination in terms of what you want delivered to you.
And it's only operating in Melbourne CBD, and it was only launched quite recently.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. We're growing 300% week on week, which is terrific. So a lot of downloads, and we're now starting the marketing and PR push to get those converting to actual users. But good start.
Hence why you're
hence
here.
Hence why I'm here.
Now, how long ago did you come up with this idea? So from the moment of inception of the idea to actually 3 weeks ago, what's the time frame?
8 years.
Yeah.
So quite a long time. It's actually had a lot of iterations as well. Originally, I registered My Concierge, and I was looking at the local community level. I really like the fact that Melbourne is a series of villages, effectively.
Mm.
You've got Ackland Street in St Kilda, Ormond Road in Elwood, which is where I live, and then you've got Gertrude Street. And what I was trying to do originally was have a series of your butcher, baker, florist, all combining to do sort of a collective, if you like, and then have a very bespoke and intimate sort of delivery service for that suburb. But obviously with capital overheads and cars and trucks and staff, that got a little bit out of hand price-wise.
Mm.
So I was looking at dog cages and dry cleaning racks and it all got a bit too big in terms of the CapEx. And then the digital world took off and things like TripAdvisor and Urban Spoon, which were the rating systems. I was watching that with some interest as the power sort of went away from the brand or the company to the user. And I think in the app world, the user experience is the new brand. A company can't tell you what they stand for. You tell them now. So I kind of, it piqued my interest, all of that, back sort of around 2009, 2010. Mm. And then a company called Airtasker started, where you can actually get your lawn mown, or you put a request out there for any task, and they bid, people bid to do that job. And I really started to think about that for the delivery space.
Like service seeking does that.
Correct.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, Uber kicked in with ride sharing.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, there is a real way to get this and tap into an available source of labour, if you like,
yeah.
Quite cheaply, using technology instead of, you know, a lot of expensive vans and trucks.
And it's on Google Play and Apple App Store. You can
Correct.
Get it everywhere.
Yeah, it's in the iTunes App Store
and
right now.
And what do people actually put in search?
Just GoFetch.
GoFetch.
That's correct. But our website is actually go-fetch.com.au. So you can look at the website for more information. But in the App Store right now, it's available for free to download.
Okay, now from that app to another app. There's another app that's been developed that is going to, well, it does regulate your speed for drivers. But what makes this a little bit different have been the inventors and innovators. So as Blair's the seasoned marketer and very, very experienced at a very senior level, at the other end of the scale we have, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but two school young adults. I was going to say schoolboys. I don't know, they're a bit disrespectful, but they're 17. They're still at school. They just finished year 11. Ariel Warren and his buddy Dylan have invented this app called MySpeed. We have them both in studio, but Ariel, welcome, and Dylan, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Jackie.
Really good to have you here. Now, there's so many questions to ask in such little time. So let's start with why you're here. MySpeed, tell us a bit about it.
Basically, MySpeed is an app that we made to regulate your speed in your vehicle, which is its primary use in your car. So basically, you'll get your phone and it will track the speed of, you know, however fast you're traveling. Yeah. So it comes with a numerous amount of features, such as it'll display the speed limit of the road that you're on, and that'll automatically change to whatever road that you go to. It's basically designed so people know exactly what speed they're doing, because most cars' speedometers are actually out by a few kilometres either way.
Yeah.
So you'll either be doing a little bit too slow when you think you're doing the speed limit, or worst case scenario, you'll actually be doing over the speed limit when you think that you'll be doing the speed limit. The idea came from a friend of ours saying he was booked doing 108, but his speedo said he was doing 100. Now, I was a bit skeptical, like, okay, maybe you just were speeding and you're trying to make excuses. Yeah. We actually tested his car with MySpeed, and it turned out, yeah, his speedo was out by 8 kilometres an hour, so he thought he was doing the right thing. So we needed to make an app that was regulated to every vehicle. No matter what vehicle you drive, it'll be the same. And, yeah, make sure that you don't get booked.
And its point of difference really is you say it's 100% accurate.
It is the most accurate way of telling your speed, opposed to having lasers on the side of the road and going through it, and that costs, you know, a lot more than $1.50 on the App Store, which is what it is. So it's MI Speed, one word, and it's on the iTunes Store and the Google Play Android Store.
Excellent.
As well.
So it's $1.50 to download the app. Blair, is there a cost for your app?
Ours is free to download,
right.
But obviously you pay as you use it.
Right, okay.
But so we're actually not on Android at this stage, so we're just in the App Store at this stage.
Okay, and you're everywhere.
We're Android and iTunes, coming soon to the Windows Phone store as well.
Now, you and Dylan go to school together?
Yeah, that's correct. That's how we met.
And how did you come up with this idea? I know you mentioned your friend was booked, but like, you don't just come up with an idea like that. Have you two been thinking about a business to do together?
Well,
or?
Yeah, Dylan and I actually made just a little game just to test, you know, our skills, because we both share an interest in the technology field. Dylan's more the coder, I'm more the marketer.
Yeah.
However, we do design all the ideas together, and, you know,
it's a really, really good team.
Yeah, it's useful. We like to think ourselves.
Have you created a business partnership?
Yeah, we have. So we're called Warson Technologies. That's a combination of my last
name
Warren and Dylan's last name Larson.
Yep.
That's Warsen.
Yeah.
Warson Technologies. Now, our website is warsontech.com, which is Warson, then T-E-C-H. And there you can see, you know, links to MySpeed, who we are, what we do, and what we aim to achieve.
And MySpeed's been available for how long?
It's been up since June of this
great.
Year. The ball's only really starting to roll now as we get radio interviews and some
publicity.
TV interviews.
How many downloads have you had?
We're approaching close to 1,000 now. But
Fantastic.
we want to make, we hate how you have to pay for an app. and then pay more in the app. Now, I understand the reason that Blair's app is free, which is perfect, because you do pay to use the app, while ours, it's a one purchase and then there is no more ongoing cost. So those are the two kind of apps. It is the fastest speed tracking app on the App Store, so it's 100% more so than any other app on the App Store.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, just hold that thought for a minute, because we need to take a little bit of a breather. We're just going to have a sip of our coffee. When we come back, we're going to be talking to an Australian innovator who is a game changer. I mean, everyone here is game changers, so we're going to continue with our game-changing theme. Listen smarter, not harder. Our next guest literally had a light bulb moment, who revolutionised the humble light bulb by combining technology and light. He has already achieved global success. He has won two awards at the prestigious Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas in January 2015, plus he just won two gold awards for his Pulse Globe at the 2015 Melbourne Design Show. David Clark, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Wonderful to have you here. You've brought in all these wonderful light bulbs, and we're going to explain a little bit what it is. So can you just explain, is this what you won the award for? Was this light bulb
This
here?
Is one of them, yeah. This one's called Sengled Pulse. So Sengled is our brand, S-E-N-G-L-E-D.
Yeah.
And Pulse is the name of the light bulbs that you change with Bluetooth music inside.
So it's effectively a light bulb that's got a speaker attached to the bottom of it. So you screw the light bulb into the light bulb socket,
yeah,
and the design has Bluetooth capability inserted into the light bulb.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you could literally change any light bulb in your house. So you got screw in, or you got the bayonet fitting.
Yeah.
And it's got an LED light, so you can control the light as well.
So
all from an app.
Yeah.
And you've got JBL speakers inside. So you can listen to the radio, you can stream videos, YouTube content, you can do anything you want. So coming through every light socket in your house.
So you don't need to then install speakers, and you don't need a soundbar. You can just do it all through your
light bulb. Right. You can connect it to your TV for surround sound. You can put music outside in your garage, by your pool, whatever you want.
Yeah, by the pool.
Yeah, that's right.
It's absolutely sensational. Everyone here is just gobsmacked in the studio.
That's unreal.
It's really exciting, isn't it? Now, where did you get your inspiration from?
I worked in lighting for over 10 years for Philips, the biggest lighting company in the world, overseas and in Australia. I have a sort of family distant connection to a famous physicist.
Yes, I know that. Now, I should say that rather than you looking embarrassed about it. Now, there's those that know is a man by the name of James Clerk Maxwell, who discovered and documented the speed of light in the 1800s. And he's a direct descendant of yours.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Is he like a great-great-great-grandfather or something?
It's about four or five generations back on my father's side. So.
And James Clerk Maxwell, he's quite often put alongside Albert Einstein and Newton as one of the world's ever leading physicists.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Apparently he was one of Einstein's sort of heroes.
There you go. So it's obviously in your genes. And your father, like it's a direct descendant as well, your father has also been in electrical engineering as well.
Yeah, he was chairman of the Institute of Electrical Engineers as well. So maybe I grew up with sort of a path already put out for me, but
did you feel that? Did you feel as growing up that this is, you had no choice, this is what you were meant to do?
No, not at all. I always had an interest in technology and innovation, I guess. My father always was innovative and thinking of new things, so it kind of led on from there. And then being in lighting at Philips and having all these connections and ideas that we did, we decided to start to think LED lighting's coming on, it's got all this great technology already inside the light bulb, because it's not just a wire anymore, it's not a filament, you've got all these electronics in there, so what more can we put in there using what's already in the LED lamp?
Sort of less is more, but it's bundling it all up together.
Now
I read somewhere that Apple inspired you.
Yeah, when we first sat in the room, we had phones and calendars and organizers and everything, and we're sitting there and we said, look, everyone carries a phone now. We don't have these calendars. We don't have cameras on us. Yeah. So what's in the home, I guess, that we can bring into the light bulb that you don't necessarily have to have sitting in the room anymore?
Yeah.
So we've got sound now, obviously, with Pulse. We've got another product called Boost, which is an LED lamp. You can have 256 connected at 30 meters apart. And what it does is it picks up your Wi-Fi signal and extends it another 30 meters.
So
if you want Wi-Fi outside, if you want to go down
how good is this?
To the back patio, whatever you want to do.
If we had a camera in the studio at the moment, both Blair and Ariel are salivating. They're just
I've got my hand
away.
On my face. That's amazing.
It's amazing,
that's unreal.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Question about the sound.
Yep.
Is there a delay at all? If you've got, say, 10 light bulbs going down the hallway, do they play with a lag or are they all
no,
synchronized?
No, not at all. All in perfect synchronization. Yes. So, yeah. So it was a lot of work to get that right.
Yeah.
But they create their own Wi-Fi mesh. So there's pulse which you can connect up to 8 through any room. Like you can have 8 in one room, you can have 2 in one room, 2 outside, 2 in your bedroom, whatever you want. And then you will talk to the master with a Bluetooth device. So it can be a TV, your computer, your laptop, your phone. And then that will actually create its own Wi-Fi mesh network and talk to the next one. Yeah.
One of the areas that I've always found interesting is that with inventors and innovators, they have great ideas like this, but they don't quite often get to market. So there's a real disconnect with that, science side of it, inventing side to the commercialization of it. And you seem to have bridged that. How have you done that?
I'm very lucky to have a joint venture partnership with our partner in Asia, which is where the Senglet brand came from. We knew each other from manufacturing lighting from my previous life, and he was very similar sort of ideas, only same age sort of guy who had the ability to manufacture what we came up with. So I was lucky to meet someone like that, and then someone with the same sort of crazy ideas, I guess, and then we're able to actually put into a real sort of world and make it, commercialise it and make it happen.
And you can get these now at Harvey Norman?
Yeah, you can get these at Harvey Norman. You can get these at Harvey Norman now. You can also get them online. We're actually going to do a bit of an install program for people and offer people free installation. So you can ring up and get it put into your home for free. And that's all on our website, which is singled.com.au.
Why do you need to put in your home for free? Can't you just buy the light bulb and screw it in yourself?
You can, but we'll even come around. We've actually got a new product coming out called Snap as well.
Another one?
Yeah, so this one's got an IP camera inside. So for your floodlights outside your front door, change your light bulb, you've got light, you've got face recognition, you've got nighttime camera, motion sensor, all through an app on your phone. You can be anywhere in the world looking at this light and you can check your property for security, you can hold a conversation, you can be texted if the glass breaks.
So you can effectively answer the doorbell at home if you're in Greece.
Yeah, that's right. We can even monitor your children. If you want to monitor the kids while you're away, sleeping or anything, we can pick up behavioural patterns, temperatures of children, anything.
And that's called Snap.
That's coming out in January. But you can find out more. The information's on the website again, which is singled.com.au. Yeah.
We'll put a link to our Facebook page.
Great. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, quick question again. A lot of the government, or the last two governments really, have had these renewable energy schemes where you can actually get lights fitted for you for free, especially if they're LED or good for the environment.
Yep.
Do you qualify with these for those schemes?
We actually already manufacture traditional LED lights for that scheme, so I've been involved in it for a while. So we're just putting an application to the government with the innovation announcement, obviously from the federal government the other day, to consider putting funding behind these lamps because they actually save more energy as well. So you're saving it because it's LED, but you've got control of dimming everyone individually. So if you dim it down, you're saving another... You can save up to 90% over a normal LED as well. Nice. And the power you're saving also the power of the device you're replacing. So you might be replacing a Wi-Fi repeater that's plugged in all day, a stereo, a camera. So all those things are now just through the light power.
Might be a female thing. I'll check with Rebecca, and our next guest is coming up after the next break in a minute. But I quite like the fact that you can actually put the light bulb, you can stand it up. Because you can't normally stand a light bulb if you've got a ladder on its side. No one's worried it rolls off and then it breaks or something. So it feels quite robust, but it's the world's first LED light with a speaker in it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
World first here on Taking Care of Business. I love that. It's very exciting indeed. And so what's next?
We've actually just launched a product. We're going over to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas again. in January this year coming up.
Yeah.
We've launched a new product called Voice at the Hong Kong Lighting Fair, which was on in October. That has actually just won the Best in Innovation Award again for the home automation category. So Voice is a product which will place sound through simply a light bulb you replace at home, so screw in or a bayonet socket, but it will pick up sound recognition inside the house. So as I said, like smoke alarms, babies crying, broken glass or something, it can alert you anywhere around the world. You can also listen to the radio through it, music, whatever you like. And it's all just our whole idea is easy. Change a light bulb. No wires, no hub, nothing.
So if you've got downlights, it's a bit of an issue. But if you've got lamps, you can put in a lamp.
Yeah, we do a downlight kit. So that's where we can actually come and put them into the roof
as well. Of course
he
does.
For you.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Yeah, that's where our installers will come in and help.
I love that. I know with the Turnbull government, the federal government and the Prime Minister has been very big on pushing innovation at the moment. So has that helped you along?
It's quite interesting, actually. I think it's a really exciting announcement for the country. So it's something that we're going to definitely follow up, and I think it'll certainly help innovators and inventors like everyone that's here grow.
We actually qualified for a grant as well, so we received a small boost, which was great. So as a innovator, is before that announcement as well, so it is part of current policy.
I was going to say, in my head, I could imagine driving to where I need to go on using my speed to make sure I don't get picked up on Peninsula Link with the speed cameras, and then I get to where I need to go, then I think, I'll get it to GoFetch, and GoFetch can go and get me a pulse light. Can go to Harvey Norman and get me a...
Absolutely,
Excellent. And then everyone's covered. Now, we've got to cover our next guest. Our next guest has had a big career change. We've just had a world exclusive and a world first with some innovation. And our next guest is all about health. And without health, you can't innovate, you can't invent, you can't use really interesting light bulbs. You can't drive and you can't go fetch anything, Blair. So it's really important that we talk about our health. And my next guest here is another seasoned marketer. I have to declare that Rebecca and I have worked together before. And she was very, very successful in her field. And all of a sudden, she's veered left very, very sharply. And she's gone down a completely different path. I know she loves to cook, but we're going to find out a bit more what you're up to. Rebecca Coombs, welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Hi, Jackie. It's great to be here.
Hi. Now, you started your career, in marketing, as we talked about. Now, tell us, what are you doing now?
So I'm now the founder of The Healthy Gut, which is a program for women suffering from digestive problems. And we take them from feeling pretty miserable and sick and wondering if that's all there is to life, to really transforming their health by healing their gut, their body and their mind. And it's a great program based on my personal journey with rediscovering my own health.
Okay, I was going to ask you, so that's how it started, that you had a personal journey and you figured out that it was all about gut issues. You actually listened to your gut, excuse the pun. No, I shouldn't excuse it, pun intended. You listened to your gut. So you then had this big transformation and then said, I can help everyone else do this, because it was so mind-blowing for you.
I did. So about 2 years ago, I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
Yeah.
And I decided that I wasn't getting the answers from our traditional doctors, such as my GPs and all the rest. And I very luckily found an amazing naturopath who was the first person that listened to me when I said I didn't feel well. And she diagnosed me with having a bacterial overgrowth in my small intestine. And I can't describe the relief I immediately felt at knowing what was wrong with me after suffering bloating and all sorts of horrible digestive problems and, heartburn and all the rest. And it was a little bit disgusting to think, oh my gosh, I've got all this bacteria living in my gut. That's disgusting. But once I started going through the treatment, I realised that it was more than just healing my gut. I had to change my mindset. I'd been chronically ill for most of my life and I was really negative. And I realised that I needed to start thinking positively. I had to start believing I could be healthy in order to achieve real health. And I'd become sedentary. I felt sick every day. So the last thing you want to do is get up and move when you feel really sick. So in my search for solutions for myself, I realized that there was no solution out there. And so I've, I guess, innovated a program for people where I like to see myself as their health and wellness manager. So they come to me with their health and wellness concerns, and I have a team of specialists that I can then put them in touch with.
Ah, so there's your business model, right?
Yes, that will help them achieve the health that I've been able to achieve.
Yeah, so you can tailor it and personalise it.
It's completely personalised. Yeah. And there's a lot of programs out there that have a one-size-fits-all methodology, and that's not us. We're unique. Every single person has a unique makeup. So let's have unique healthcare.
Now, I know you would have done a business plan of sorts. So when you were researching this, and you just mentioned there your other competitors, where was the gap for you in the market?
The gap is, I guess, because there aren't any businesses that are focusing on a complete solution to healthcare if you're suffering from gut problems. Sadly, at the moment, our medical system focuses on symptomatic relief. If you've got heartburn, take indigestion tablets rather than looking at the cause root. And so my program looks at the cause root. We undertake a series of tests to determine what is actually happening in your body so that we can then deliver a personalized program. We're not putting band-aids on anything, and it's not quick fix. It's not going to be, oh, in a week you'll feel better and your health will be restored. Sometimes, you know, like myself, I was sick since day one. I was a preemie baby. So it took me months, and it's still an ongoing journey. But I see that that's the real gap in the market, because no one's taking a complete 360-degree approach to healthcare. They're not looking at your mind and your body and your nutrition and movement. They're perhaps just looking at one of those components.
Yeah, it's interesting. A few weeks ago, we did a show on consumer neuroscience, and we had a neuroscientist in here saying that obviously your brain's in your head, but there's actually a brain in your gut.
There is.
Yeah, it's all these sensory. It was fascinating. And so that's where you're sort of tapping into. It really is follow your gut and get that gut feeling is what you're, you know, in, I suppose, in a more sort of conceptual way, following as well.
And I'm really passionate about people working with their emotional state. I'm a survivor of some pretty traumatic experiences, which I just buried. And it's only in recent times that I've really taken ownership of what happened to me when I was younger. And I didn't realize how much that was festering in my gut. So as I buried all of these traumatic experiences, I couldn't get my gut healthy. No matter what treatment I did to my gut, my emotional state was keeping it unwell. So there's a huge connection with the gut and the brain. And the science that's coming out now is really exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing what scientists discover in the future. But they can see now that if you've got an unhealthy gut, you're quite possibly going to be suffering from anxiety and depression and nervous disorders. But likewise, if you've got an unhealthy mind, you're likely to have an unhealthy gut.
And also it means that you can't do healthy business. So you're not going to think clearly, which you need to do to invent and innovate and continue to grow your business. If your mind's not in the right place, and this is probably a really good lesson, particularly for Ariel and Dylan, still at school and coming into adulthood and business life, is stress management. But that healthy mind, healthy body, you don't have that, you can't be good at business.
Absolutely.
You know, and so I think that's a nice, really good message.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting for business owners and employees out there is that when your gut is unhealthy, a really common symptom is brain fog. And I suffered this.
Oh,
I'd get the 3 o'clock slump. I'd be exhausted, and I would feel like I literally could just drop asleep. And since healing my gut, I have enormous energy in the afternoon. And I look back over the years, and I've had a successful career in the corporate world, and I think, how much more could I have done if I'd been feeling well? And so with 1 in 5 Australians claiming to suffer from IBS, that means that nearly 5 million Australians are perhaps being quite unproductive because they're suffering and their gut isn't at optimal health. And if we could heal even half of them, how much more innovation could we as Australians be achieving?
Australians are known worldwide for our innovation. David, have you found that when you've been travelling the world that everyone goes, oh, Australians are always inventing something?
Yeah, certainly, certainly. Clothesline, one of the guys.
Yeah,
comes
well,
up.
The Victor Lorma.
Google Maps.
Google Maps, that's true.
Yeah.
Domino's Pizza, I only found that out recently. That started in Australia, in Brisbane.
Right.
There you go. You didn't know either. Doesn't make me feel so stupid. But yeah, it's amazing the innovation. I think that's a really good point, Rebecca, that if we can get our health right, and that's always been something I've been banging on about, because quite often it's ignored or assumed or taken for granted that, you know, we've got our health. But if you don't have that, what do you do, David, for stress relief?
It's actually quite interesting because I went through a similar scenario with my gut. I had a parasite. I found out only after few years of being in Asia, and I was feeling tired and run down and everything, you know, and I had to go down the same path as you. So I think that's a great idea, certainly a great idea, because I didn't know what it was either for a long time. So it was diagnosed only after a few years.
And it was affecting your work and your business?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Just the motivation and tired every day and sort of thinking clearly. So I'll be a customer for sure.
Oh, there you go. Now, you're starting, it hasn't started yet, you're starting your first workshop or your first program?
The program launches next year in early 2016.
Oh, exciting!
Yeah, it is really exciting. Yeah. And so we're looking for people that are ready to take the journey to change their health, that are really committed. We only want to work with people that are really committed to doing something, because we know that if you've made that decision that you are going to work towards being successful at it. So it's exciting because we're speaking to people that have been chronically unwell for a long time. They're really desperate for solutions and they're excited that there is somebody out there that, you know, I myself have completely changed my health and my life, and that there's hope that you can do it. And
so how can people find out about you?
So people can jump on our website, thehealthygut.com.au. They can also come and join us on Facebook or Instagram. But the website has plenty of information around the program, who I am as the founder and my story. And also there will be information about the cookbook, which is coming out in the next week.
I was going to ask you about the cookbook. I know you've been very active on social media. I've been following it. That sounds very exciting.
Yeah, it's great. And it's really come out because there's a need for, again, it's an innovation. There's no cookbook globally for the condition I suffered from. It's a very restrictive food program because you need to starve the bacteria by not feeding them carbohydrates or sugars. And there's plenty of paleo cookbooks out there, but a lot of the paleo diet protocol doesn't work well with this condition. So I'm working with Australia's leading SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth specialist. Mm. And I've developed a cookbook, which we're just about to launch. That will come out next week. And it's full of summer recipes. So anyone suffering from gut conditions can very happily use this cookbook. And if they do get tested and come up positive for SIBO, it's the only global resource to use.
Where do they get the cookbook from? Is it only an ebook or can they buy it in hard?
They can come to the website, thehealthygut.com.au, and the link to purchase the cookbook will be going live next week.
Oh, congratulations. That's really exciting. Now, Ariel, I have a little question for you on my speed. In the research today, I did look up, you did an interview on Sky News, which is our friends there because Taking Care of Business has a show on Sky News as well. But I did look at your interview. Is that the first time you and Dylan have done television?
Yeah, it was our first television interview. It was really exciting to go up to Melbourne CBD up in the Sky Business News.
South Bank?
You know, yeah, up in South Bank, yeah. So we jumped in there with Heidi Armstrong, lovely woman to talk to. It was really nice of her to let us on there. And it was really exciting to be
here. It was exciting?
Yeah.
So what did you learn from the experience? Because it is an experience not many people get to do.
Absolutely, yeah. We took it more as a learning curve for you know, marketing and get ourselves out there. We learned to just, just talk normally like we are now, and hopefully people will connect with us and want to help us out. So,
but did you pick up some tips that you learnt from there that you've brought in today?
Talk more simplistically instead of, I tend to think of myself as having the gift of the gabber, but I need to learn how to, keep it down a little bit, but get the message out quickly.
And mention your brand.
Absolutely, yeah.
You didn't do that on Sky News, you were saying.
Yeah, no, I forgot to mention it was MI Speed, one word, which is the app name.
Yeah.
And so after thinking, I've mentioned the name MySpeed, but people usually think it's MY, but it's MySpeed.
But you know what? That's what it's all about.
Learning curve, absolutely.
But that's why you're smart and you're doing really well, because I think it doesn't matter how old you get, you've got to continue to go, learn from things. Nothing ever will be perfect.
If you stop learning,
it's continuous improvement every single time.
Yeah.
Now, get brain food. We're getting lots of brain food here from the best in the business world on taking care of business. That was Snoop Dogg. That's my new favourite song for summer called Flip It. And why I like that also is because it's quite often about flipping an idea. So I was thinking about innovation and invention today, or disrupting an industry. And I know that word disruption, I always find that an interesting word, because in my day, disruption was a negative, where disruption now is a positive word, particularly from a business perspective. So you look at industries like Uber have completely disrupted the taxi industry, like it's, you know, it's extreme. Airbnb, there's been a number of inventions. Well, they're actually not inventions, they're innovations, I think. And that's interesting. What's the difference between invention and innovation? I went down that path. Have you got a view on that, David Clark? The inventor of the light bulb?
I can't take that credit yet. No, I think, look, we've come up with these ideas, which are obviously world first, they're new, but we didn't actually invent the feature of the technology as such.
Yeah.
So everyone had a speaker before,
yeah,
but we've invented the idea of putting it, or innovated. They both collaborated together,
yeah,
of combining them into that application.
Yeah, I sort of thought invention's more like the idea, and then the innovation's much more sort of commercialised.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Invention's an idea that no one's ever thought of before, and then I guess innovation is making it better and commercialising it.
Transferring it.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to just add to that. I think that with innovation as well, what happens is that it brings in options. So where you had one choice before, you've now got many choices to do the same thing, even in terms of, say, transport or what we do, delivery. I think innovation is really giving customers so many options that previous options look silly if you don't do the latest one. So I think the success of innovators really comes from just being a new option that is superior to something available earlier. It might just be as simple as that.
Ariel and Ryan, do you probably don't refer to yourself as an inventor or innovator, you probably refer to yourself as developers. That's another word, isn't it, that's used for that. How do you describe yourself, Ariel?
Oh, well, developers can form into innovation, such as Blair as well with his GoFetch, we didn't come up with the concept of, you know, the iPhone or tracking speed. But yeah, as David's done, we've kind of combined the two together into, I forgot to mention before, luxury cars are now starting to come up with heads-up displays as well, which reflects your speed onto the windshield, which is also a feature of MySpeed as well. So all it does is inverts the display of your phone, reflects up onto the windshield, and you can see your speed, you know, through the glass. However, that's going to cost you about $2,200 with the purchase of a new BMW instead of, $1.50 on the App Store with MySpeed. So it's taking an idea from something else with, say, the iPhone and, you know, plugging them together, such as, you know, the light bulb with a speaker.
This experience, it's good, David, isn't it? This experience of MySpeed, has that then put it in your mind and Dylan's mind that when you leave school, are you going to go to university or are you going to just go straight into business? What's your thoughts on that?
We're looking. I know me personally, I still want to go to university.
What do you want to do?
Business, hopefully.
Yeah.
I like to usually go with the flow. So, you know, an opportunity will come up. I know you offered for me to go onto the radio. I didn't think I was going to go on the radio in a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, there you go. Okay, take up the opportunity. So really see what happens. If business is really starting to take off, I might go and do that for a year and then come back to university. I really don't know.
Do you think you'll end up running your own business or do you think...
Oh, absolutely. That's the goal.
Okay, yeah, 100% right.
Global.
Okay.
I'm aiming for. Yeah,
and Dylan as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll be side by side.
Oh, really?
Innovating and
stick together.
Innovating and inventing. Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Well, you're actually a very good team because Dylan's very technologically based, isn't he?
Yes,
he does all the technical and you're obviously the voice.
Yes, but we design together. If I always say if we're going to build a car, we'll design the car and draw up the blueprints. Dylan will build the car and get the resources and I'll sell you the car. So that's essentially how we like to operate.
Oh, well, I'm going to keep a close eye on you because I've got some, I'm feeling good about his future. One of the things I do a bit of mentoring with Gen Y, you're now Gen X. You're Gen Z, I should say, get my letters right. You're Gen
I think
Gen
we're actually
Z.
The millennium, the millennium generation. We're in between.
Yeah.
In between the betweeners,
okay.
Whatever.
And I always say that the difference I see between successful, really successful people and people that are sort of, you know, mildly successful is those that can recognise an opportunity. Everyone's presented with one. Everyone. There's no one that's presented with more opportunity than anyone else. Everyone's presented with them. But if you've got the ability to identify that as an opportunity, that's the difference to success. And you just, that's exactly what you just said.
Beautiful.
I know. That's no good. Worries. I was very impressed. No worries. Thank you. Now, Rebecca, there is some evidence to show that there is some anxiety bacteria in your gut. Is that true?
That's right. So scientists, and I'm so excited by the research that's coming out at the moment, but scientists can see that if you have particular types of bacteria living in your gut, you're most likely going to be suffering from anxiety, depression, and nervous disorders. There's a wonderful neuroscientist called Dr. David Permuliter, who I just adore. And he has been treating patients who have come to him with very severe nervous conditions and things like autism. And instead of treating their brain, he's been treating their gut and assessing what bacteria they've had in. And when he can change the flora of their gut and get rid of some of these bad bacteria, if we want to call them that, those symptoms are disappearing. It's very exciting, and it really opens up the world. And this is where I think disruption in terms of how we treat people medically is going to be exciting, because instead of saying, oh, you've got a mental condition, we'll treat your brain, let's look at where it's coming from in the body.
That's wonderful. Oh, it's exciting, isn't it? What a great show. We've come to the end of it. It is like a parallel universe in here, isn't it? The time does go so fast. Rebecca Coombs, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
so those
Jackie.
That want to know more about can go to your website.
They can head to thehealthygut.com.au to find out more.
Fantastic. David Clark.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. It's been a world first. You know, you're always going to be welcome with open arms here into Taking Care of Business. But wish you all the very best or continued success.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And for more information, obviously, please just go to sengled.com.au.
David, is there a philosophy that you live by? Now, I just talked about that recognising opportunity. Is there some sort of philosophy or wisdom that has made a difference to you or helps you keep you going?
I think Follow every idea. Don't disregard something because if someone else says it's too crazy or too wacky or can't be done, if you believe in it, push it as far as you can and make it happen and come true, I think.
Oh, that's a good mindset. I like that. Now, Ariel, yes, I know. I'm going to ask you. Don't have to put your hand up like at school. Well, actually, I did ask you to
asked
do
me
that.
Did
yeah,
I
did ask you to do that, yeah. But I'm coming to you now. You're going to Year 12 next year. Good luck.
Yeah, you thank you very much, yeah.
It's a big year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank you very much for both yourself and Dylan. Dylan's always there by your side supporting you. But
Thank you for having us,
Ariel,
absolutely.
It's good to have you in here. What are you going to do over summer? Are you working or are you having
a
break?
We'll be businessing, if that's a verb.
Business, yeah, it is. Well, I think you've just created it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And is there a philosophy or inspiration or anything at this stage that has made a difference the way that you operate your business?
Basically, just to reiterate what David was saying, Steve Jobs, you know, CEO and founder of Apple, he said, the people who are crazy enough to think they're going to change the world do. And I think that perfectly sums up, yeah, take every opportunity that comes, follow up the idea, as David was saying, and, you know, you'll stumble upon, you know, the one that I've been always hearing is that you're going to have so many ideas as a business person. If you have 30, maybe two of them will work. But if you hit them, you know, it could go to the sky's the limit. Well, sky isn't the limit anymore. You can go even further than that.
That's true. It's true. Yeah, I like that. I like your attitude. I think attitude, you can't teach attitude, can you?
No,
I don't
so.
Think. Yeah. Anyway, very good, Ariel and Dylan. Wish you all the best with MySpeed. M-I?
M-I Speed, one word. Yep. You can either go to Facebook. We've got a Facebook page, M-I Speed, the same as the app. There you can post different, you know, speeds and records that you might have gotten or, you know, your maps and stuff, or go to walsontech.com for the links to the app and some bios about us as well.
Excellent. Now, got Mr. GoFetch, Blair Smith, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks again.
3 weeks.
3 weeks old.
Weeks old.
Growing quickly. Melbourne
quickly.
Only at the moment.
Melbourne, but you've got, you know, plans for world domination.
We do. Yeah, going to Sydney early in the new year and some good partnerships coming up as well. So.
And people can find you on...
Yep, www.go-fetch.com.au.
Excellent. Yep. That's fantastic. Now, just before we say goodbye, there is a car link to MySpeed. One of our good sponsors, Profound Sound Car Audio, has a Christmas sale from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. tonight in Carrum Downs. Car stereo speakers, subwoofers up to 40% off, free kids face painting, barbecue and show car display, 58 Frankston Gardens Drive, Carrum Downs. You can call them on 90881234. That's Profound Sound Car Audio Christmas Sale. So again, I'd like to thank our guest. I hope you've heard lots of advice and inspiration today. Don't forget, you can see Taking Care of Business on Sky Business News on the Small Business Show next Tuesday at 2 o'clock. It's the last show of the year. Series Link It, and I'll be doing a section on the top business tips for 2015 and business trends. We all have ideas, and some people start businesses based on that without a plan. We hope you've learned some key tips, and it's lots of insight from our diverse range of guests today. Here is John Farnham with It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time. We look forward to your company next Friday at 11 a.m. In the meantime, keep taking care of your business.